Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Make good on your promise. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in America. And it's worth taking a minute today to consider one particularly brilliant and inspiring part from King's approach to civil rights. What Martin Luther King didn't do in the 1950s and 1960s was simply point out how hypocritical and flawed the United States was. He didn't use his immense skills as an orator to paint a depressing, bleak picture of the racial state of affairs. On the contrary, what MLK did was work hard to capture the true essence of what America was supposed to be. He picked up all the central beliefs of the founding fathers: justice, freedom, equality. And then he said, we can live up to this. We can do this together. We are capable of better. Of course, America did not hear this message immediately. In fact, huge swaths of the population did not want to hear it at all. So King and his followers showed them. They took to the streets and through the new medium of television made it undeniable just how far short America had fallen from its ideals, how disgusting and disturbing segregation and racism were. Faced with this appalling spectacle, the country worked little by little to reach for that higher standard he set for us, to fulfill the vision of what the country was intended to be. It should be said that the Stoics follow a similar tact. Unlike some philosophies and religions which use their logic and intellect to make life seem meaningless and small, the Stoics sought to inspire the individual to reach their full human potential. Sure, they would point out the discrepancies and failures, but only to make a larger point, to be able to say, look at you, you are better than this. You can do more. You need to do more. And in Marcus Aurelius' writings, we find a man who in his private moments sought to say to himself, you studied this philosophy your whole life. Now you're in a position of power. Live up to it. Make good on your promises. Be what your fathers hoped you could be. And of course, this is not easy to do. We will fall short along the way. We will fall embarrassingly and shamefully short. In the case of civil rights, it took hundreds of years for the full version of the equality laid out in the Declaration of Independence in the U.S. Constitution to be made true. And we're still falling short today, just as we, on an individual level, will fall short of our potential and our ideals. Why is that? It's because we are human, because the standards are lofty and challenging, because what Martin Luther King Jr. said was true, that there is something of a civil war going on within all our lives. There is a recalcitrant south of our soul revolting against the north of our soul. And there is this continual struggle within the very structure of every individual life. But we have to keep trying. We can honor his memory and our potential today by making headway in that battle and then get up and do the very same again tomorrow. The Wake Up. And this is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-writer and translator, Stephen Hanselman. I actually do this journal every single day. There's a question in the morning, a question in the afternoon, then there's these sort of weekly meditations. As Epictetus says, every day and night we keep thoughts like this at hand, write them, read them aloud, and talk to yourself and others about them. You can check out the Daily Stoic Journal anywhere books are sold. You can also get a signed personalized copy from me in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. Each morning when you sit with the journal and think about Stoicism, you are following in the footsteps of Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, and all the other great Stoics. The Stoics did not face each day on a whim, but instead with preparation and discipline. They spent real time thinking and anticipating what was to come over the course of a day, of a week, and of a year. Each morning activity, including journaling, including listening to this podcast, anything you do in the morning for the Stoic is designed to make you ready to face the day, and you can be ready for the day as well. Ask yourself the following first thing in the morning. What am I lacking in attaining freedom from passion? What for tranquility? What am I? A mere body? An estate holder? A reputation? None of these things. What then? A rational being. What then is demanded of me? Meditate on your actions. How did I steer away from serenity? What did I do that was unfriendly, unsocial, and uncaring? What did I fail to do in all these things? That's from Epictetus's Discourses 4.6. On those mornings when you struggle with getting up, keep this thought in mind. I am awakening to the work of a human being. Why then am I annoyed that I was going to do what I am made for the very things for which I was put into this world? Was I made for this, to snuggle under the covers and keep warm? It's so pleasurable. What then were you made for pleasure? In short, to be coddled or to exert yourself? That's from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations 5.1. I think maybe the first passage that really hit me in Meditations. Anyway, this idea of owning the morning, starting the day off right, is really so important. There's that expression, what is well begun is half done. And I think, you know, I don't know when you're listening to this, obviously. I hope it's in the morning. Maybe it's on your commute. Maybe it's as you brushing your teeth, or you've got it on a Sonos player or something, you're walking around your house. The point is, how you start the day is really important. For me, as I've said before, my number one rule in the morning is I don't check my phone. I don't sleep with my phone in the room. I sleep with it in the kitchen, plugged in. So, you know, when I go to bed like 10, 11, and then when I wake up, you know, 6 or 7, that's a good chunk of time without the phone, first and foremost. And then my wife usually gets up before. Our new routine is my wife wakes up before. She goes upstairs. She works. I get up with the kids. I give them the snack, put on their jackets because it's been cold in Austin. And then we go for our walk out on the road by our house. We go for this walk. Depending on how light or foggy it is, it might change the route because I don't want to get hit by a car. But we usually do about 3 miles. And then we come back. I give them their breakfast. My wife is showering or on the Peloton, or maybe she's cooked breakfast for them, whatever. I go back into the bedroom. I sit down with my journals, including the Daily Stoic Journal, which the passage I just read is from. And then I do my sort of thinking. So the Daily Stoic Journal is supposed to be you do a morning reflection and an evening reflection. Just because I've been busy lately, I'll do the evening reflection in the morning. So I'll reflect on how I did with the thing I was thinking about yesterday. And then I sort of set my intention for the day as well. And so what I like about the journal is just the questions, right? So I'm reading this. I do these a little bit before. But so let's see what today's question was. I'm recording this on the... So it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful little part of the morning. And it's been an integral part of my day. Epictetus says, every day and night, keep thoughts like these at hand. Write them, read them aloud, talk to yourself and others about them. That's what Stoicism is, this sort of interplay, this engaging with the material and re-engaging it. You know, Epictetus, I love all the questions he's asking himself. What am I lacking? What's, you know, disrupting my tranquility? What am I? Like, who am I? And I'm glad you're listening to this, but as we sort of wrapped up the year, it's not that one-way conversation. It's not the Stoics talking to you. It's not my writing talking to you. It's not the self-improvement books you're reading. It's not the podcast you're listening to. It should also be, what are you putting out there? What are you asking yourself? What are you thinking about? That's how we improve. That's how we grow. I think that's a great habit for the year. So if you're not journaling, you should. If you are journaling, I would push you to sort of ask yourself these questions. But then I'd also just, you know, make sure you have some of that time for that sort of stillness and reflection and contemplation in the morning. And make sure you're asking yourself questions in the morning. I think even the walk that I'm doing, you know, I'm thinking about stuff. My mind is engaged. And that's what helps me kick off a great day. And as we said, what's well begun is half done. So let's get out there. I wish you a great morning, whatever time zone you're in. I hope 2021 is off to a good start for you. And looking forward to connecting with you over the next 12 months and making this a great year. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Us.